My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We'll do big deal or little deal in just a minute or two, but some breaking NFL news during the commercial break. Patriots coach Gerard Mayo informed players in a team meeting that Jacoby Brissett is the starting quarterback, while Drake May will be his backup. Brissett told, this is from Ian Rappaport, Brissett told NFL Network in August, quote, I'm the perfect person to mentor the guys, but I'm also the perfect person to start. So former Commanders quarterback Jacoby Brissett getting his chance to lead
the
Patriots as they take on the Bengals in week one.
Even though May looked really good in the preseason, no surprise they're going to go with the veteran who's started a bunch of games, mm-hmm. and they're playing at Cincinnati. Week one, tough out.
That's a tough one.
Doesn't have a ton of options to throw to. I mean, KJ Osborne, Tyquan Thornton, Demario Douglas, a couple of rookies they drafted.
Jalen Polk.
Polk, yep.
The only thing that's curious is that Mayo was quoted as saying that May had outplayed Jacoby. Yeah. He went on WEEI, the Greg Hill Show, on Monday, mm-hmm. and he said, quote, what I will say is that this is a true competition. It wasn't fluff or anything like that. It's true competition. And I would say at this current point, Drake has outplayed Jacoby.
Mm. So even though
so he chose the guy that didn't win the competition.
I guess. And I guess the answer is just he just wants to make sure he's fully has a grasp of
fully
everything.
Prepared.
He qualified it and said we have to take in the full body work going back to the spring and beginning of training camp and we'll see where we end up. So maybe he's saying, okay, the last couple of weeks, Drake May has been better, but over the course of months,
Brissett was better at the beginning.
Right. He's got a little more experience.
No kidding. Whatever.
I give it
a month.
Max 4 weeks.
A month.
A max.
Well, I don't think he'll embarrass himself.
No, but
he'll be fine.
They're going to lose because the Patriots stink. Yeah. So when they're 1-3, they're going to be like, all right, time to go with the new toy.
Probably.
And look, he doesn't want to damage the kid early, especially against a tough opener. He knows it's going to be a long slog of a rookie season for him because the Patriots are under-talented.
Here's the deal.
Percent.
They're gonna,
makes sense.
They open up with Cincy. Then they come back home and play Seattle. All right. So I would assume Brissett's still the starter. Then they got to play the Jets and the Niners on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So three of the first four are on the road against good defenses.
Yeah.
So it's just avoid those?
I don't know. I don't know if you avoid them, but that's just a tough stretch. Maybe you want to have a veteran out there. And then they come back and play the Dolphins, Texans, Jags, Jets all at home. So maybe they wait until that home stretch.
So you're not you're a Drake May guy. Does this discourage you? No.
No, because I assume this is going to happen all along. I thought from the start, I thought Brissett would be the guy, but Brissett ain't going to last very long.
Mm-hmm. Drake May's starting behind the other guys because he's got a couple years less of college experience.
Uh-huh.
I think the thought is that he's going to be better long term. Right. Jason Adams is his number one quarterback. I had him number two behind Caleb.
I think he's going to be good.
I think Caleb is going to be fantastic.
He looks like a mini Mahomes, at least in the preseason, the clips that I've seen.
I think Caleb's going to be a roller coaster. That's my guess.
He's got a pretty good cast around him. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah,
we're
going to
find out in about a week.
That's true. He definitely does have a good cast.
All right, time now for Big Deal or Little Deal. It's the newest segment that's sweeping radio. It's wildly popular.
Big or little.
The Oklahoma Sooners are going to honor Toby Keith with a quarter break sing-along. On Monday, August 26th, the University of Oklahoma unveiled its fan experience enhancements for the 2024 football season. The Toby Keith tribute third to fourth quarter break will celebrate the Oklahoma icon, giving 85,000 fans the opportunity to sing along with the legendary Sooner superfan.
Big deal or little? I mean, it's hard for me to...
I guess for Oklahoma fans, it's a big deal.
I think it's hard for me to disrespect the guy who's like an icon.
I think it's a pretty big deal for 85,000 people every home game to belt out one of your tunes. Pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm. They haven't announced what song it's going to be. There's probably a couple songs that it won't be.
Okay.
Including his smash hit, Should Have Been a Cowboy.
Yeah.
Because that's Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. Yeah.
They're not going to do As Good As I Once Was, because that opens up to Joanie if your team sucks.
I mean, I think you mentioned this on Twitter, Drab. I think the no-brainer is Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo Cup. It's a smash, but then you got students singing about drinking and... I don't know.
But let me...
How do you like me now? Is this song so awesome?
You don't not even like fan. Music.
Play Red Solo Cup, because that's such an easy sing-along. I don't know that I'm feeling this song either, personally.
A little deal for me, but...
I mean, this has got to be the winner. I know it's celebrating drinking, and you're on a college campus, but...
It's a lot of fun.
How could this not be the song?
You know, I'm all for more college football traditions.
Who is it?
Well, the new hot thing is every school has to have their song that they sing at a quarter break. Michigan does Bright Side.
Right.
Oregon does Shout. Jump Around, Wisconsin.
Right. Yep. I don't think the Terps have one. I fill you up. They come out to Thunderstruck. Have a party.
This
has got to be the one.
Yeah.
The problem with the Terps, and we had like Loxley on yesterday, is the attendance isn't consistent enough
He's trying to
even
build it.
Have a tradition.
Yeah.
It'd be quiet.
Hopefully it keeps building.
You see about 100 Red Solo Cups at a Terps game.
Yeah. All right. So we're kind of split on whether that's a big deal or a little deal.
He used to have the biggest tailgate in town, and he just quit.
Get back there.
Headline for a big movie coming out within the next, I want to say, 2 or 3 weeks. Beetlejuice Review. Tim Burton's sequel surpasses the original in almost every respect, even though I know Eric Bickle hasn't seen Beetlejuice.
I don't think I saw it either.
I know the Howard Stern Beetlejuice.
Yeah, you know that Beetle.
Who, me?
Yeah. Definitely a different Beetlejuice.
That's the only thing I know, Cakes.
Do you know who played Beetlejuice?
No.
You don't know?
Michael Keaton played Beetlejuice?
But I didn't see it.
I don't even really know.
What year did that come out?
What is a Beetlejuice?
He's like,
I don't even know. Like,
he's, I'm not even going to bother explaining
why?
It to you.
I would roll your eyes
and you'd fall asleep.
Well, I would like to hear you try to explain it then. That means you don't know how to explain it.
No, I can explain what he is.
Yeah.
Is he a ghost?
He's like a demon that kind of lives in limbo. But you can summon him by saying his name out loud three times.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Then Michael Correct. Keaton would pop up. Okay, with like his crazy hair.
Why are you laughing?
His suit.
just how laughing at Cake trying to explain this to you. That you have no reference of.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not following along. Basically, a dead couple summons Beetlejuice to try to get the people who moved into their house before they died in a tragic car wreck to vacate their house.
So all right, they I think he's technically a ghost.
He's like a ghost. They bring him back to try to scare the people out of the house they can have their house back.
Can I ask a question and you guys will mock me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Get ready to mock me. Why is he playing this song?
Because this song is featured in the movie in an iconic scene.
Okay.
Very iconic.
Sing along.
Yeah.
All right. I like the song.
This is where he this possesses everyone at the dinner
table. I know
table.
The song.
This would be a better choice for the sing-along at the college football
great,
game.
This is a great song. Harry Belafonte?
Yes.
This is Smashola.
Right, that's so, a good
Beetlejuice sounds
Harry
so terrible.
Belafonte?
Yeah, yeah. Because he just passed like in the last few months.
Yeah, I think he lived to like nine. He was about 90 or 89
and
or 90.
He was like butt handsome too.
Oh, he was dreamy.
Like even when he was an old fart.
He had a great run.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton's best movie.
Michael Keaton's
best movie. It's not Beetlejuice.
Is, hold on. Let me think. He's got an amazing catalog.
Come Batman. On, it's Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom.
His best movie.
Nobody would say Mr. Mom is his best movie. I mean, some people might say Batman.
I'm kind of kidding.
Oh, you're kind of kidding.
But Mr. Mom is great.
I believe it's Michael Keaton. Pacific Heights?
Yes, he's in that.
Yeah, I played a bad movie. Guy. Played a good villain in that. Big deal or little deal, Morgantown schools are closing ahead of Pat McAfee show's arrival on Friday.
Oh, is that where game day is?
Kids in Morgantown, West Virginia are getting a day off Friday thanks to Pat McAfee's show heading into town.
Oh, just Pat McAfee.
He's bringing it to Morgantown to preview Saturday's Penn State-West Virginia game. And because of anticipated traffic, Morgantown schools closed on Friday.
Wow.
It's basically a national holiday because Pat McAfee's coming back.
Yeah, but that's not where game day is this weekend. I think game day is at College Station.
That's right.
Cakes, is that a little deal or big deal in your eyes?
Well, I think if you're a kid going to a Morgantown high school,
if you lived in Morgantown,
it's
a big deal.
You get a 3-day weekend.
To you and me, it's not a big deal.
You get to party more in advance of
4-day
Nittany Lions and Mountaineers.
4-day weekend.
4-day weekend, because it's Labor Day. Big deal. 4-day weekends. Big deals.
Big deal.
All the way around.
Right.
So that's a big deal. Final story in big deal or little deal. Caitlin Clark makes WNBA rookie history again in the Indiana Fever win over the Connecticut Sun. She set a record for the most three-pointers made by a rookie in a season during the win over the Connecticut Sun. Big deal.
Say
or
big
little deal.
Deal. She's number one. That team is starting to roll a little bit.
They are.
I think they're still one game under 500.
Yeah.
But that was the worst team in the WNBA a year ago. They didn't get off to a great start. I'm trying to see what they've done in their last 10 games.
Oh, I bet you it's pretty good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I think they've got the let's see. They are, they're 15 and 16. So they're the 7th seed right now.
Did you see that?
Mystics are 9 and 22.
She got punked again. Like they just totally took a cheap shot on her.
They just can't stop.
She's
bitching her around.
She's incredible for her composure.
Yeah.
To take all that crap.
7-3 in their last 10 games.
Yep.
Only two teams have been better than that, and they're atop the league. So. Pretty impressive. And Angel Reese keeps getting like 20 rebound games.
Well, it's because she misses 100 layups all the time and just gets her own rebounds. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple math. All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by author Armin Katayan. He's the co-author of a new book, The Prize, What It Takes to Win in College Football's Era of Chaos. Mm. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.